This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs. Don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know I sure am because we made it. It's Friday, y'all.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking for
one day away from the parade.
Steve, I noticed you did not jump.
I did not.
And you lost one today, and you tied one today. So I feel like maybe.
Hey. Okay, that's enough.
Hey, that counts. You did jump.
All right, now I'm good.
Now let's find our contestant, who is John in Tacoma. John, are you there?
Roger, I am.
All right, it is time for you to get out of here, Steve.
See ya.
For those who are playing along at home, John will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What cocktail is made with vodka, tomato juice, and spices?
Oh my goodness. Bloody Mary.
Correct. Yeah. What was the name of Steve Carell's character on The Office?
Pass.
How many stars are on the Turkish flag?
8?
No.
6?
No.
9er?
No. What is the most distant planet visible to the naked eye?
Oh my god, Pluto?
Nope.
Oh my god. Venus?
No.
Uranus?
No. Who is the mayor of Seattle?
Oh my god. I should know this. I don't do politics. I don't know. I don't care.
Pass. Which animal's front teeth never stop growing?
Ooh, rabbit?
No.
Chipmunk?
No.
Pass.
What band had the 1970s hit Lola?
One more time.
What band had the 1970 hit Lola?
Oh my goodness. Pink Floyd?
No.
Oh.
John, you are number one in our hearts this morning.
Horrible contestant.
No. You know what?
Not the way I imagined it.
You just have to know that the only place to go from here is up.
Roger. Onward and upward.
That is right. Steve Miggs, welcome back to the room. Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. What cocktail is made with vodka, tomato juice, and spices?
Oh, I'm going to enjoy one tomorrow morning over at the Stanwood Hotel and Saloon, and that is a Bloody Mary.
What was the name? Yes, that's correct. What was the name of Steve Carell's character on The Office?
Is that Dwight?
No.
Oh, crap. Steve?
No.
Michael Scott.
That is correct. How many stars are on the Turkish flag?
Three.
No.
Two.
No.
One.
Correct. What was the most distant planet visible to the naked eye?
That would be Uranus, Taryn.
Nice, but no.
Mars?
No.
Jupiter?
No. Who is the mayor of Seattle?
That would be Steve the Thrill Hill.
No.
I know the mayor of Stanwood is Sid Roberts.
That's correct, but that's no.
It's Bruce something.
Yeah.
Bruce Harrell?
Yes, correct. Which animal's front teeth never stop growing?
A donkey.
No.
Oh. A rhinoceros.
No.
A giraffe.
No. What band had the 1970 hit Lola?
The Kinks.
Correct. How many states border Idaho?
Four.
No.
Three.
No.
Two.
No. Which pizza chain has delivered to outer space?
Domino's.
No.
Papa John's.
No.
Pizza Hut.
Correct, Steve. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got 6 correct, which is a win. 6-1.
Set one, John.
Sorry, John.
I got cooked.
It happens to the best of us. Thankfully, not me.
The most distant planet visible to the naked eye is Saturn.
Saturn.
The animal whose front teeth never stop growing. John was so close. He said a chipmunk. It was squirrel.
Really?
The number of states that border Idaho? 6.
6. Yeah, I don't know why I started going backwards. That was dumb educated guess.
Well, congratulations on winning, Steve.
Thank you.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, the world of social media is a wild one, and no one knows that more than our friend Lily from the JoJo and Lily Show on Froggy 98.1 in Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania. Lily, you got to give us the scoop on what is going on, because we heard this story and knew we had to talk to you.
Hi. Yes. Well, it's pretty wild. It started with just a Facebook post back from August, and then 2 weeks ago, I guess somebody decided to take my picture and put it on their page and said that I had been a part of an affair, that her boyfriend cheated on her with me, what? Which isn't true at all. I don't know this woman. I don't know whoever her boyfriend is or if he's even real or if she's real, but it has been affecting my life ever since.
I can't even imagine. I saw your post about this and I was just like, you have got to be kidding me. Like, who does something like that? And I'm like, oh, we live in a stupid world of social media where people do anything just to get likes, comments, feedback. Mm-hmm. They'll make up stories. Like, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised that this person doesn't have a relationship. Definitely wasn't cheated on. Just thought I'll get a lot of engagement, which I never thought about then, like, the backlash that would happen to somebody whose picture was used, because nobody probably wants to believe that you're telling the truth.
Exactly. Everybody wants to just believe, even though I went on there and I probably looked so stupid defending myself to, like, people I don't even know. But I was upset. Like, I'm a married woman. I have 2 kids. I have a very happy, quiet life. And then this happened. And the thing is, like, she ended up being a real person, because I was able to talk to her and she just thought this whole thing was hilarious. And she was upset at me because I had asked her to take the picture down. She was like, oh, come on, this we're having so much fun with this.
Did she tell you why she picked you? Like, did you, like?
She just blocked me after that. But apparently she did take the picture down. But at that point, the damage is already done, because other people had screenshotted it. It was shared in a whole bunch of groups. And so then last week I see myself all over Instagram with the same caption. The other woman's picture is also in the picture. It just has been a nightmare. The people who ever run this other page, they refuse to take my picture down because they're making money off of it.
Wow.
So does this, the woman who's making these, was making these accusations in the first place, does she even live anywhere near you?
No, she lives in Indianapolis. And isn't it scary though? Like, that's, anybody could take anything. I went through this weekend, I started deleting pictures of my kids off of my pages, my pictures of my husband. Like, I'm just so nervous now to post anything. It's pathetic.
And I mean, I'm sure it didn't lead to any weirdness with your husband, but I mean, initially, was that a weird cut? You had to be like, hey, babe, just to let you know, this is like, that had to be a weird kind of, like, you know, like some people would be like, likely story, but I'd imagine like you guys are cool.
Oh, yeah. So I woke up. It was a Saturday when I discovered this, because my inbox on my page on Facebook, I had like 40 messages in there. And I'm like, hey, sweetie, apparently I cheated on you and I helped some other guy cheat on his girlfriend. He was like, what now? Like, he just goes with it. And, you know, he was laughing. Honestly, we were laughing reading some of the comments. But there's so many women who aren't as fortunate as me, who their significant other might not find it to be funny or hilarious, or they might not even believe them,
right,
that this is all fake. And that's why it's so scary. And that's why I really just wanted to get that message, like, just be careful of what you post. But if it does happen to you, do not read the comments, because some of the comments are quite mean. Like, I've received death threats over this. Like, I know my friends and family know this is just crap, but random people don't. So...
true.
And please, I'm sorry if you hear that. I just dropped a whole bunch of tomatoes on the floor.
Oh, no.
So. Wait, have you been talking to us this whole time with like a bucket of tomatoes in your hand?
I'm chopping vegetables and just, you know, carrying on. I just got home, actually.
Multitasking.
We don't want you to be, we don't want to put you in a bad mind space when you have a knife in your hand, though.
No, you're good. Okay, I was just like, oh, God, I don't know if they heard that, but I felt like it was really loud.
Yeah.
And then it's such a bittersweet thing in a sense of, like, we've always been told, like, trying to find ways to go viral, but this is the last way mm-hmm. that you ever want to go viral for.
Yes, exactly. Like, my co-host, JoJo, in the beginning, he was like, this is great. It's great for our show. But then he was like, wait a minute, actually, let's, like, handle this. Let's tone it down. I'm like, I didn't do anything. I don't know. I have no idea why, but... over like about a month ago, Facebook took one of my videos I made and like just started showing it to everybody. It showed to 18 million people.
Wow.
In the video, I'm just running up a hill, which is just so funny. But so I'm like,
it's a great Kate Bush song.
I'm like, just like, before that, I think I had like 20,000 followers. And now I have 34,000.
Whoa.
Well, it's all those cheating men that want to meet up with you.
It is. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And I have received the most disgusting messages as well.
I didn't even think about that. Oh, yeah, I bet.
The Daily Migs Show.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
If you shop for your broccoli florets at Walmart, you're going to want to know about this recall for the Market Side brand broccoli florets. It has been escalated to a Class 1 recall. So this is the news report all about it.
Administration says a broccoli product recall is now a class one health alert. The FDA says consumption of the affected broccoli could cause serious health risks or even death because of Listeria bacteria.
And even death?
Yeah.
Broccoli could kill you.
Listeria is no laughing matter, Steve.
Contamination. The recall is for Braggafish broccoli florets sold in Walmarts in 20 states, including Kentucky, and have a Best Buy sale date of December 10th, 2024.
All right, there we go.
And Washington is one of the states.
So yeah, I saw Idaho as well.
Check your freezers, you know. Many people, though, want to weigh in on this, as they do. So we have to go straight to the comments.
And so this time around, we decided to enlist our resident vegetable connoisseur, the man that loves all things vegetables, especially broccoli, and that is Steve the Thrill Hill from the Men's Room.
He can't get enough.
He just refuses to eat anything but vegetables. If you listen to the Men's Room, you know he has nothing but love for vegetables. So we found some of these posts about the broccoli recall, gave him the Thrill, and said, hey, would you care to read these? And he did just that.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready for the comments as read to us by Thrill from the Men's Room?
Yes.
Risk of death. Sweet, I've been avoiding death my whole f***ing life.
I mean, that actually could be from Thrill. I don't think he's ever had a vegetable.
I feel like every one of these comments could be Thrill then.
Yeah.
What do you expect, man? Broccoli's the f***ing worst. No broccoli and beef. No worries here.
No broccoli and beef, no worries here. You're right. These all could be just Thrill's opinion.
Yes.
I did not have death by broccoli on the 2025 Doomsday chart, but here we are.
Like, I get what they're saying, but when you see like them in the headlines and it's like broccoli could kill you, you're like, geez, what the hell? And
Then
you read this and you're like, oh, okay, thanks. Thanks for scaring the living crap out of me.
Yes.
This is why I stick to donuts. Never seen a donut recalled.
You know what? That's a solid point. Eat more donuts.
Yeah.
Said no doctor ever.
And we have one more comment from Thrill about the broccoli.
So this is why my wife keeps feeding me broccoli. That bitch is trying to kill me.
I wasn't talking about you, baby. You know I never talk about you like that.
I would like to do a recall on broccoli haircuts, though.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Dude. That's all. I get it. When we were in high school, I feel like we all... just become like a bunch of little followers. Like you see somebody that's popular, they do something, you all want to dress that way, you all want to look that way. But I see it a lot at the gym because that's really the only time that I'm around the young kids.
The youths.
The youths. Hello, fellow kids. Youths. Can I jump in on this set? And it's like every kid has the exact same broccoli haircut.
Yep. So wild. And then did you see some of them are actually getting perms?
I was
to
wondering
do it.
That. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Because like my nephew, he's got, last time I went, he doesn't have it anymore, but the time before he did. And I was like, he had curly hair. And
yeah.
I'm like, okay. Like it is what it is if you're trying to get that kind of a hairstyle. But the fact that people are going out of their way to look that stupid is impressive.
But think about how long perms have not been super popular. Perms are having their moment again, Steve.
Are they even calling it perms though?
I don't know.
They're probably just saying they're getting their hair curled.
The Daily Migs Show.
I am so excited, Steve.
Uh-oh.
We added something to the household, to the farm. And that is not a sound
effect. That's not a sound effect. That's legitimately your new addition.
Yes.
That's not Brad.
Nope.
That's not Barrett.
Nope.
You have a new rooster.
Yes.
I don't know how you do that. I remember when I went to Hawaii and I didn't realize how many roosters are in Hawaii just like roaming around. And like every morning, it was just like a choir of these.
It should be the state bird of Hawaii, honestly.
Yeah. He's running crazy.
But his name is Tacky. He's a very nice boy. And I was chatting with Barrett about him yesterday.
Hey, Barrett. So I know you had some friends come over yesterday. And what did their mom bring to our house?
A rooster.
A what?
A rooster.
Yeah, usually when Sid's friends come over to our house, they don't even bring like alcohol, food. They definitely don't bring roosters.
And what's his name? Do you remember?
No.
His name is Tacky.
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 Are you guys keeping the name?
I mean, for now, sure. Usually we name them after comedians.
Right.
So we might have to like solicit for some, you know, thoughts on that.
I remember, but how old is the rooster?
He's still young. He's like under a year old.
Okay. I was going to say, if he's been around for a while, I think you gotta just let him have the name.
Let him have his name.
Yeah.
Tacky, tacky, tacky. And so he's in the coop with the hens now, with all the girls. And who does not know about the rooster?
Dad.
He might know now because, you know, we share listeners. He does a radio show up in Bellingham, and sometimes we'll get like texts from listeners that are like, hey, I let Brad know about blah, 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 or Brad said this about Taryn.
Don't be diming me out.
Dad does not know. Should we keep it a secret for as long as we can?
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I feel like you're making him do that against his will.
He is the worst secret keeper.
So is Tatum. Tatum will even set it up like, hey, let's keep a secret from mom. And it's never anything crazy. It's just like, you know, she put one of her toys in a different spot. And she's just like, let's not tell mom about it. I'm like, all right, yeah, let's have a little father-daughter, a little secret amongst us. Like, this is cool. Like, we're bonding. The minute mom gets home, she's like, Mom, I put my Paw Patrol toys in a different drawer. Like,
didn't we talk about this?
It's like, now I look like the bad guy.
Do you think he's going to be happy or mad?
Happy.
You think Dad?
Okay, well, first of all, I think that Barrett does not know his father very well.
No, he does not.
Because I don't think Brad's going to be happy at all.
He's a mama's boy. You think Dad's going to be happy about the rooster?
Yeah, what if he sees it and he thinks it's beautiful?
Oh, I think that is a good possibility. I think he'll think it's beautiful. I think he's a very beautiful rooster.
But when he came out, he was coming out funny.
He was coming out funny. Oh, that's right. He came out butt first.
What? Brad? Brad came out butt first?
They brought the rooster over in like a little cat carrier.
Uh-huh.
And he was coming out. He like wouldn't get out of the crate because his butt was at the door. So it was quite an experience trying to get him out of the cat crate.
You can get kicked out of country music shows if you come out of a place like that.
Didn't he?
Yeah, it was really funny.
He came out of the crate butt first.
And I saw poop in the crate.
Oh, he probably got a little scared and pooped in there. You got a cough? Okay.
Okay.
Update, he has the flu, so that's good.
That's why I was like, is Jason Voorhees watching you guys? There's like some heavy breathing going on.
Yeah, right.
Feel better soon, buddy.
And mom?
And what?
Should I use this to snowplow?
Yes, you should use that to snowplow, definitely. We do not have enough snowplows in this state. The roads could really use your help.
No, for the dad.
Oh, for our house. Okay, I thought you were going to go join the crew.
Yeah, what crazy kind of conversation is this? What was he using?
It was like...
The rooster. That's what I was like. Is it the rooster?
A John Deere like bulldozer that he was going to repurpose as a snowplow. Very helpful. Aww.
The Department of Transportation crew.
Why would I do that?
You know they have a whole crew.
Why would I do that, idiot?
That is a kid that already understands what life is like. Why would I do extra work, buddy?
Why would I do that?
You know they have a whole crew of snowplowers.
Well, why would I even do that?
Because you're a really hard worker.
And I would not do that.
I'm always asking him, what do you want to be when you grow up? Now I know it's not a snowplower.
I believe it's self-employed.
Whatever he says goes.
Why would I do that?
The Daily Migs Show.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.